This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with local news and commentary for Tuesday, July 6, 2021. Port Townsend's Concerts on the Dock are happening this year with an abbreviated five-show schedule taking place in August and early September. For five consecutive Thursdays, Pope Marine Park will come alive with the sound of music in a summer tradition that ended up as another 2020 pandemic casualty. This year's shows include several performers who have played at the event in the past. PT mainstays Uncle Funk and the Dope Six kick off the series on August 5th, followed by Abacus on August 12th. Sound Advice, a new dance band, performs August 17th, while the Merrymakers, described as psychedelic roots rock, take the stage on August 26th. The series closes on September 2nd with Kevin Mason and the PC All-Stars and his multitude of scarves. The venue will open at 4:30 p.m. The show goes from 5 to 7 p.m. The details with regard to social distancing are as yet undetermined, but Main Street Executive Director Mari Mullen told KPTC that things will look a little different this year. Some elements will be scaled back to open up the space. There will be hand sanitizer and signs encouraging folks who are not fully vaccinated to wear a mask. There will be no reusable cups to mitigate the germ spread process. Concerts on the Dock has been a highlight of the Port Townsend summer season for years, taking over the current space at Pope Marine Park in 2012. Mullen said the concerts are a community get-together and appeal to locals and visitors. They bring vitality to downtown, and with this brings energy and business. The series supports talented local musicians, local businesses, and showcases local craft beverages. Main Street announced the abbreviated series last week, first judging the scope of reopening on June 30th. Mullen said there were several challenges, including doing the event on a compressed timeline, and she's still seeking to fill some sponsorship slots. For more information, go to ptmainstreet.org. The Roadie Festival is also taking place in an abbreviated form. The long-running festival usually occurs in the third weekend in May and features a week of events capped off by a huge Saturday parade. This year, the Pet Parade, Kitty Parade, and Bed Race are still on hold, but the Grand Parade begins at noon on August 14th, winding its way down from the Port Townsend Firehouse uptown to Water Street downtown. No word yet on the cake picnic. The theme of this year's parade is Stop and Smell the Roadies and is a celebration of the festival's 85th year. Last year's roadie royalty, Queen Genesa Siebergoss and Princesses Haley Herschel and Bridget Palmer, will get the chance to lead the parade after missing out last year. 4th of July is over, so you're no longer forced to deal with challenged neighbors who feel it is their constitutional right to blow things up. But a burn ban is still in place until further notice. This forbids all outdoor burning, including recreational fires, fire pits, and charcoal briquettes within Jefferson County. As of July 1st, weather reports have continued to predict above average temperatures, low relative humidity, lack of precipitation, and strong winds. This accompanied with available ground level fuels, which are now tinder dry, creates a high danger for sustained fire. The burn ban represents a safe, proactive, and responsible approach to the current weather conditions, according to a press release. Depending on your perspective, the burn ban is either a necessary preventive measure or an infringement on your constitutional right to have a barbecue. For more information, go to www.ejfr.org. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman. Thank you for listening. And we're clear.